Welcome to episode 1227 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We have just resumed our months-long series, 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look. And we have started a new chapter in which we examine Jesus' take on topics of contemporary relevance. How can we make sense of what's going on in our world today? How would Jesus respond to or counsel us about the issues that dominate our news feeds? Few issues today stir up more debate than immigration. Politicians argue over policies, citizens argue over borders, and families are torn apart by laws and restrictions. Behind the headlines are real people, men, women, and children seeking safety, opportunity, and hope. For many, immigration is not just a political question, but a matter of survival. But what does Jesus say? He never addressed immigration policy directly, but he spoke often about strangers, foreigners, and the kingdom of God's hospitality. If we are to follow him, we must look at immigration not merely through the lens of politics or economics, but through the lens of the gospel. And when we do, we discover a vision of love, welcome, and justice that reflects the very heart of God. As of the end of 2024, there were 123.2 million forcibly displaced people worldwide, including 42.7 million refugees and 73.5 million internally displaced people. This represents a significant increase, with displacement having nearly doubled over the last decade. How many of us remember that Jesus himself was a refugee? One of the most striking truths about Jesus is that he himself experienced displacement. In Matthew 2, when King Herod sought to kill him, Joseph and Mary fled with their child to Egypt. Jesus's earliest years were spent as a refugee in a foreign land. This fact reminds us that immigration is not abstract to Jesus. It is part of his own story. He knows what it is like to be vulnerable, to flee danger, and to live in a place that is not home. The Son of God identifies with the refugee. When we encounter immigrants seeking safety or opportunity, we are encountering people whose story mirrors Jesus's own. Jesus taught plainly about how we should treat the stranger. In Matthew 25, he tells the parable of the sheep and the goats. To the sheep, he says,
"I was a stranger and you invited me in."
When they ask when they ever saw him as a stranger, he replies,
"Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me."
In this teaching, Jesus connects himself directly to the stranger. Hospitality to outsiders is not optional. It is a mark of faithfulness to him. The way we treat immigrants and refugees is the way we treat Jesus himself. To turn away the stranger is to turn away Christ. To welcome them is to welcome him. Another key moment is the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10. A lawyer asks Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus responds with a story in which the hero is not a priest or Levite, but a despised foreigner, the Samaritan, who shows compassion to a wounded man. By making the Samaritan the model of love, Jesus explodes narrow definitions of neighbor. Neighbor is not defined by ethnicity, geography, or citizenship. Neighbor is anyone in need. Immigration, then, is not primarily about them versus us. It is about seeing every person, local or foreign, as our neighbor and showing mercy. The Apostle Paul carries Jesus' teaching forward when he writes to the Ephesians.
"You are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household."
In Christ, barriers of nationality, ethnicity, and status are broken down. The kingdom of God is not built on borders, but on belonging. The church is a foretaste of this reality, a family made up of every tribe, tongue, and nation. When we welcome immigrants into our communities, we are enacting the gospel truth that in Christ we are all one household. Much of the resistance to immigration is driven by fear, fear of economic loss, cultural change, or security threats. Yet Jesus repeatedly tells his followers,
"Do not be afraid.
Fear cannot be the foundation of Christian action. Love must be. 1 John 4 verse 18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear." When we look at immigrants through the eyes of fear, we see problems. When we look at them through the eyes of Christ, we see people, neighbors, brothers, sisters, worthy of compassion and dignity. So what does Jesus' teaching on welcoming strangers and viewing immigration reveal about his character, purpose, and mission? Let's get deep. Jesus is the God who comes near. He left his home in heaven to dwell among us. In a sense, the incarnation is divine immigration, God crossing the ultimate border to identify with humanity. This reveals his humility and his commitment to solidarity with us. Jesus identifies with the vulnerable. He was born into poverty, fled as a refugee, and ministered among the marginalized. His mission was not to the powerful, but to the powerless. In calling us to welcome the stranger, he shows that his kingdom is defined by compassion for the vulnerable. Jesus redefines belonging. The world defines belonging by citizenship, ethnicity, or legal status. Jesus defines it by grace. In his kingdom, outsiders become insiders, foreigners become family. This reflects his purpose, to reconcile humanity to God and to one another. Jesus exposes the heart of God. God's heart has always been for the stranger. In the Old Testament, Israel is commanded to love the foreigner because they themselves were once foreigners in Egypt. Jesus embodies this same heart, showing that God's love crosses every boundary. Ultimately, Jesus' teaching on immigration is not just about policy, but about identity. It tells us who he is, the God who welcomes, the Savior who identifies with refugees, the King who builds a borderless kingdom of love. How do we live this out practically? See Jesus in the immigrant. When you meet someone new to your community, remember Matthew 25.
"I was a stranger and you invited me in."
Treat them with the dignity you would offer Christ himself. Practice hospitality. Hospitality does not require wealth. It can be as simple as a meal shared, an invitation extended, a word of welcome offered. Advocate for justice. Immigration policies are complex, but Christians can lend their voices to ensure that laws protect the vulnerable and uphold human dignity. Resist fear. The news may stoke anxiety about immigrants, but Jesus calls us to live by faith, not fear. When tempted to worry, pray for God to give you his love for the stranger. Model kingdom belonging. In our churches, we should create communities where immigrants feel fully included, not as guests, but as family. This is a living witness to the gospel. Immigration is one of the defining issues of our time, but Jesus' guidance is timeless. He teaches us that the stranger is not a threat, but an opportunity to encounter him. He shows us that real belonging is not about citizenship, but about grace. He calls us to lay down fear and take up love. At the heart of it all, Jesus himself is the ultimate immigrant, the God who crossed from heaven to earth, from glory to humility, to bring us home to the Father. To follow him is to open our hearts, our homes, and our communities to the stranger, knowing that in doing so, we welcome Christ himself. May we be people who live not by fear, but by love, who see in every immigrant a neighbor, and who reflect the heart of Jesus, the God who welcomes all.
"For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in."
Father, thank you for sending Jesus, who became poor, vulnerable, and even a refugee, to show us your heart for the stranger. Forgive us for the times we have lived out of fear instead of love, and give us eyes to see your Son in every immigrant and refugee. Fill us with your Spirit so that we may welcome others as you have welcomed us into your household. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,